is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup for this program and relevant links, please visit spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email, which I do not access during the program, is deanna@spingola.com. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button at my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Roger Sayles. That is spelled S-A-Y-L-E-S. He is the author of From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. His website is serfs-up.com, and serfs is S-E-R-F-S. Welcome to the program, Roger.
Deanna, I'm tickled to death to be with you and your audience today. I've been a listener of yours for some time, and I really appreciate your content and your professionalism. And from the other guests I've heard, especially recently, there was one on the other day that was raving about how responsive and attentive your audience is. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple hours.
Well, I hope that you're not going to be disappointed, and I can assure you that we do have a wonderful group of listeners, and they're very astute, and I'm certain that you have some information that they will really appreciate.
You know, Deanna, this has been such a wonderful experience for me because it's something I've been working at for 20 years. And this book is the accumulation of it, I guess, at that point. I started it originally in 2005, right after 9/11 was exposed, thinking that there were enough people awake because of the exposure of 9/11 that people would be ready to listen. I didn't have the whole picture that I have now back then. I tried to get people's attention, and it didn't get too much attention. And so I went ahead, and at that point I decided I got a suggestion. I felt like I was being moved to leave the country. And so I did that and moved to Argentina back in 2008, where I still am domiciled, to use these correct words. And it was in that process that I found the last big piece of the puzzle. And it moved my knowledge and understanding from the tax side of the equation, if you will, over to the jurisdictional side of the equation. And so that's what the book is about, and it's my story. It's not just about that. I really tried to write it as a narrative, as my story. And in fact, the proof that I've beaten the federal government is reproduced in the back of the book in the form of an affidavit that was originally filed in the property records office of the county of my birth, which is Bay County, Florida, Panama City. And the reason it's filed there is to put it with all the other property that they own and tell them that you're not their property anymore. And we'll get into that in depth so maybe people can understand it as we go forward. But it's been really exciting, and like I said, this is accumulation. And it's not only my contribution of these 20 years, you also have my teacher's contribution in there. So that book represents 75 years of three men's lives, and my two teachers, of their 75 years, 15 of that was spent in federal prison simply for teaching this information. It's pretty serious stuff, and I think that it will, let's just say, it's extremely empowering. And we can pick that up and develop it a little bit after the break, because I hear your break music.
All righty. We will do that. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Roger Sales, who is the author of From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. His website is serfs-up.com. And Roger, you were talking before we went to the break that your book is a compilation of 75 years of experience among three people, and in another interview that I heard you do, you said you can't just spend a little bit of time and expect to get what you need, but you have compiled all of this information in a book, and those who read the book will benefit from three people because you have included your mentors in this book, and so I think it's a pretty good book to have.
It's, you know, I've had some incredible feedback, Deanna, and you hit a very key point, is that you're not going to read this thing if you're not familiar with this information and just go, well, I got it, and sail off into the sunset. Because here's what happens. Most people have no idea of what the real plot and scheme that's going on is, and when you understand and uncover this information, you have to go back and rethink your entire personal and world view in light of these new understandings. And it is going to hit some people so hard that it takes time. Honestly, you almost get the deer in the headlight thing, because all of a sudden you understand. And what I was saying about being empowering on the previous side of the break there was, and it's mentioned in the book from a psychiatrist, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who used to appear on a very popular morning show on another channel every morning, every now and then. And he said one day, I heard him on there, and he said, if you ever get your subconscious and your conscious mind working together, it's empowering. That's the exact word he used. And so as I started giving these this educational thing, but there wasn't even a book back then, on your network, as a matter of fact, in the evenings. And I had a listener from Eastern Tennessee named James Taylor called me, and James called and he said, you know, Roger, I'm 67 years old. I'm probably never going to do any of this. But he said, just knowing what you've taught me is empowering. And he used the same exact word, see. And I love the fact that you give both titles of the book, and I thank you for that. And I'd like to shed something with you on that, is that that was the original title of the book, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. That's the way I think of it, and we added From Sovereign to Serf at the last minute, and both things are descriptive. I think the second part of the title is much more impactful in exactly what's been done, although the first part, that's what they've done. They've taken people that used to have God-given rights with constitutional protections. There's no such thing as constitutional rights. Okay, there's constitutionally protected rights, and they've taken away those rights through trickery and treachery and deceit, and they've given you federal privileges called civil rights. And the reason this is going to press your buttons, Deanna, personally, is because I know that the 14th Amendment and a lot of this stuff is some of your real pet interests also. And what I think the information and the background will do for you, as well as your audience, is you're going to be able to tie a lot of things together that were disjointed before. Okay? So before we get into a bunch of that, let's go back and look at some simple concepts. I'm real big on quotes. There's a number of quotes in the book, because I think that that's going back and taking very intellectual and thoughtful people through history and going to school on their observations. And I heard a quote that I really liked, and I found later how useful it was, and that was by Eleanor Roosevelt, not somebody that I particularly like, the Roosevelts, but I thought this quote was very insightful. I guess of the two, Eleanor was probably the better one. But she said, small minds talk about people, medium minds talk about events, and large minds talk about concepts. And so what I've been able to do since finishing the book, after starting to give the programs in May of year before last, is to take that idea, and instead of trying to give very complicated information, I like to work through concepts, because concepts are easier to understand. And what is interesting to think about is this: what they've done is extremely simple. How they've done it to fool you and defeat you is very complicated. So you don't go over and look at the complicated stuff, which we all, by nature, when you first find out about the beast, you go to the law library and start reading law books. Well, you're jumping right into the defenses they've built to defeat you. So the best thing to do is go around and approach it from the conceptual point, and that's kind of what we do. So, you know, I'd like to touch on a number of those things that are very important, because, see, my goal here is not to sell books, except to get the information into the public domain. But my goal here is to help educate people that have enough brain cells that are active and working and care to internalize and understand the truth. I call it, of course, truth seekers, that these give you the tools. So it's not like Roger Sales said this, I want to teach you the concepts and you can go read this stuff and come to your own conclusions. Okay? I'm not telling you anything. I'm showing you what they've done to you, and I'm trying to duplicate myself, because that is going to be the success of this work, is how many of you can learn and internalize this, and some of you are going to want to pattern your lives after this. Some of you are going to just become empowered from understanding it. And at least I hope that all of you would expose yourself to the information, because it's very powerful and it has the ability to change people's lives, Deanna.
Oh, I believe that, certainly. And I was just reading over some of the things that in the opening of the book, And we have all certainly accepted the position that they would like us to be in, that we owe some sort of of obedience to a federal government. We've given up state primacy and have accepted federal primacy, which is the a term that you use in the book, or at least in the introduction. It is it is stated in the introduction, and we are intimidated certainly by authority figures in this country. So, and there have been enough. And if you're talking about income tax and whatnot, there have been enough arrests and people who have spent time in jail for not paying their income tax that it gives us pause to think, well, do I want to end up in jail? Do I want to end up losing my property? And so we all back down, which is what they'd like us to do.
Well, of course, and it's the intimidation, because their veneer, although it appears so substantial, is very flimsy, and that's why they have to put so much effort and time and money into the continued intimidation. On top of that, the more fear that they can instill in people, the deeper conditioning, Pavlovian conditioning, takes effect. Mm-hmm. And that's really what they're doing, is using Pavlovian Pavlovian conditioning here. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit more in depth. But let's go back to our basic concepts, because these things are important. You know, if you go to the Declaration of Independence, it says all men are endowed by their Creator within or un, whichever way you want to consider it, unalienable rights. Well, it's got a capital C, okay, and it's got a capital R for rights, and later on in the Declaration, which I think is the greatest political document ever penned, by the way. And then you got a D, capital D for duties, and you got a capital C for citizens. Well, Jefferson told us in there that all men are created and endowed with these rights, capital R rights, by their Creator. So if you want to go back, I've got a great quote in the book by Cicero. I'm not going to go to the trouble of reading it now, but Cicero says, even from time out of mind, men only get their rights from one of two places. You either get them from God or you get them from other men. There's no place else you can get your rights and your correlative, owe your correlative duties than those two. So the question is, if you look in those original documents, you can see that you got your rights from a capital C Creator, because Jefferson told us, and you see now that you're getting privileges called civil rights from the federal government and the imposed duties that correlate along with the privileged rights, small r, by the way. So how did that switch happen, and what is going on? And I guess the third question is it reversible?
Yes, that's probably the most important aspect of what you're presenting, and I believe that you wouldn't be doing it, you wouldn't have written the book, if it weren't reversible.
Well, it's my story. The proof's in there, and I can tell you my personal story is that I've beaten the federal government of the United States three times in the last 5 years with five sheets of paper, and they're reproduced in the back of that book. Now, if you want to back engineer that statement a little bit, this federal government of the United States is the most powerful government in the history of the world, financially, politically, and militarily, and they roll over for me with five sheets of paper.
And you didn't have to leave and go to Argentina to do this. You did it before. You just wanted to go to Argentina.
Well, I had made the decision to move because I didn't see any future in the United States, honestly. And also, I knew that I had this information, and I knew that I was going to continue throughout my life to try and get it into the public domain, because God's been very good to me, and we'll get into a discussion in a minute, just I've touched on it, that rights and duties are correlative. Now, I've been able to access my God-given rights through my hereditament. I've done it three times with total tacit agreement of the State Department of the United States, which has the final authority on all matters concerning matters of citizenship, okay?
Yeah.
And so I have accomplished that, and I did it once in the U.S., where I remained in the U.S. for 9 months afterwards, and then traveled out and traveled back in afterwards. And I've done it twice here, because my first passport was stolen by another American. Isn't that nice? I had to get a temporary and then another permanent. And actually, the second one of those meetings was with the embassy gal that's in charge of the passports at the embassy down there in Buenos Aires. And I got to hand it for the first time, Deanna, and all these years, I got to hand that sucker to her, sitting across the table from her, and explain it to her. Okay?
Really?
And it was fantastic.
So you do have a passport, even though that's one way of declaring the jurisdiction of the government over our lives. We do have a quick break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Roger Sales. He is the author of From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. His website is serfs-up.com. All right, you were talking about your passport, and in your book you talk about the passport being one of the ways in which we give jurisdiction of our sovereignty to the government.
Well, it's one, I think it's more important to say it's the way that you can declare your political status to the government. First of all, if you go all the way back to 1700s, because they trick you in a whole bunch of other ways, and I wasn't trying to contradict you, but, you know, it's important to be able to differentiate these thoughts and concepts once again, because it's my understanding and my feeling that what they're doing is they trick us with generalities and they come back and zap us with specificity. Okay, because they're using these words in highly technical, exact definitions. You are imputing a general definition that's incorrect and 180 degrees in the other direction, and they're coming back and zapping you, and you don't even know what the heck has happened. Okay, So let's go to the passport application. I've got one right in front of my hands that I picked up back in 2000. 7, I guess, in Florida at the post office. And before we go into the meat, let's go into the instructions. I think they may have changed this by now. They're trying to change the whole passport process, and I think it's because of this message, honestly. But here's one little thing here that is included in the book also. It's in the section that's highlighted that says paperwork reduction statement. And it says, you're not required to provide the information requested on this form unless the form displays a current valid OMB number. That's Office of Management and Budget. They have to get any forms that are used for collection of general purposes of information, an approval from the Office of Management and Budget that the forms are approved and they're correct in the questions and everything they're asking. We try to create forms and instructions that can be easily understood. Often, this is difficult to do, because our citizenship laws are very complex.
Ah.
Has anybody ever told you that the citizenship laws were complex, Deanna?
No. Okay, well, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, right. Well, they did right there. And in a pretty official form, because like I mentioned earlier, and you acted a little surprised, that the U.S. Department of State has the final authority in the federal government. The head knocker up there has got this final authority on all matters concerning citizenship and therefore political status. All right. Now, if you go back to the 1780s, whatever it was, a guy named Vattel, V-A-T-T-E-L, I believe, wrote a little treatise called The Law of Nations. It's been recognized by every country in the world, and those laws still underpin most of the world's countries' laws today. You see it referenced frequently at times. And in Vattel's Law of Nations, he says that every man has the right of political self-determination. Now, what does that mean? You got a choice. But they never have told you, have they?
No.
Okay. Well, you got a choice. Roger's telling you, and he's going to show you how they tell you. So if you'll go and get, this is on the printed form now. I know that they changed this stuff around on the electronic form, but you can find it in there. And you go pick up a passport application, and it says right at the top, U.S. Department of State, application for a U.S. passport. And then it changes fonts, Deanna, to a real small little font. Can you imagine that? And in bold letters, it says, warning. False statements made knowingly and willfully in passport applications, comma, including affidavits and other supporting documents submitted herewith, comma, are punishable by fine, imprisonment under the provisions of USC and this and that, and we're going to take away your firstborn male child and pump you where they're going to have to pump you daylight. Okay?
Wow.
But what are they really telling you there? They're telling you you got a choice, aren't they?
Right.
But they're couching it in total intimidation terms in very small fonts. And I don't know how many millions, tens of millions of people have gotten a passport and looked at this and filled out this document, but I'm going to tell you I'm the first one that I know of that ever knew what they were saying and knew what this was telling me. Okay, because I don't know anybody else in the world that's figured out this scheme and can lay it out and explain it to you and show you, if you choose, where the remedy is to exercise to get your God-given rights back. And what I'm going to tell you in the audience is they can't do squat about it. Okay? Because they can't tell you what you are, because that's tyranny. But if they ask you what you are, Deanna, and you tell them, then ignorance of the law is no excuse. Deanna ought to know what she is, shouldn't she?
Right.
If I ask you if you're a citizen of the United States or a resident, and you say yes and sign some sort of a official document, well, you ought to know you're a serf, shouldn't you?
Yeah, that is kind of tricky.
You think?
Yeah, that is really tricky.
So let's go on through. We looked a little bit here in the instructions, but let's go to the big kahuna. And the big kahuna is the oath. Now, you know, Deanna and your audience, I have a tendency to call you Diana, and I don't want to do that. Deanna, and I know your audience knows, that any oaths that we take, they take pretty darn seriously. Would you agree with that?
Oh, sure, but they don't bother to take oaths themselves.
Yeah, well, if they do, they don't take them very seriously. And I think there's some answers to that dilemma, but let's go into the ones they want us to take here. They take this one for themselves pretty seriously, too, because what I think we can pretty well prove, Deanna, is that, you see, Satan's children are using God's laws and duties.
Oh, indeed. All righty. Okay. We are going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Our guest today is Roger Sales. His website is surfs-up.com. He is the author of From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words.
Now, that's for all the California people. That's S-E-R-F.
Right.
So let me go back in where we left off, Dan, on this oath on the passport. This is critically important, and I think it's going to shed a lot of light on what we've talked about so far. At the top of it, and with one of those hexagon lines around it, bold letters, exclamation point, stop. Do not sign application until requested to do so by person administering oath. So they take it seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the oath. I declare under penalty of perjury, they like that penalty of perjury stuff, that I am a United States citizen, parentheses, or a non-citizen national, parentheses, and have not since acquiring United States citizenship, parentheses, or U.S. nationality, close parentheses, performed any of the acts listed under acts or conditions on the reverse side of this application form, parentheses, unless explanatory statement is attached, close parentheses, and again, I declare under penalty of perjury that the statements made on this application are true and correct. So a couple of points there. You've got two different political statuses, don't you? You've got a United States citizen and you've got this non-citizen national.
Right. Right. Excuse me.
And they talk about it twice in there. And then they mention this other thing right under it about if you haven't performed any of the acts and condition on, listed on the reverse side. But here in the oath, Deanna, they put unless explanatory statement is attached. In the oath. Why, when there's two separate political statuses, do they hide that you can put statements and attach them up at the top of the form in little bitty letters?
Right.
You don't think they're trying to hide something, do you?
Yeah, I'm looking at the form right now. I mean, you can get it online, as you said. And it's very interesting.
Well, and this certainly, is the big I'm sorry, go ahead.
And certainly there are two statuses. And we're so often we think, okay, we're not nationals, we're citizens. Everybody has been told that we're all citizens, at least those people who.
Well, you see, this is another chance where they're intermingling those words and confusing you in your mind, because a national is a citizen also. It's just the one with the capital C.
Okay. And the capitalization of certain words is very significant.
Well, of course. If I can find it here, I had it brought up on my computer. I always try and give credit where credit is due, because this is not all my work, you know. It's the greatest additions to what I've done, really, for me personally, in my understanding, have come from listeners after I started doing these shows, and people would send me things that added real big pieces of the puzzle. This one was a contribution of a fairly well-known attorney in our circles in the U.S. named Larry Beecraft. And Beecraft found this. Mr. Research stumbled on it one night, and this is not from the code. You know, there's two sets of law books in the law library. This is from the other book that nobody ever looks in, called the Statutes at Large. And, you know, if you go into that law library, Deanna, and you go over there and see the code and all those regulations for all the regulatory agencies underneath them, and then over on the other side is the Statutes at Large bunch of books. And if you go back to Volume 1, which was when we started this country, you'll find the first things in there are the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution. Now, who do you think those law books apply to? Okay, so this is from that group of law books, all right, and this is called the Nationality Act of 1940, and I'm just going to read a little bit to you. Don't have to get into it in too much depth. Title 1, Section 1, the Act may be cited as the Nationality Act of 1940, and then, as they're prone to do, they list definitions because they can identify whatever words they want to use throughout the rest of whatever they're writing there, okay? So in Section 101, for purposes of this Act, under A, it says, the term national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a small S state. There's a state citizen right there.
Okay.
So, and you can see where they take that definition. There's some other things. Let me read B, because this one will even maybe clarify your point of a minute ago a little bit better. It says, the term national of the United States means, one, a citizen of the United States, two, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. There's your capital C citizen. They say, though not a small C citizen. Okay? And then the third one says it does not include an alien. So what they've done is they couched that term and changed it back in 1940, right at the start of World War II, as they were setting this whole thing up. And then they took it over into Title VIII, and they twisted that definition of national to talk about Swains Island and American Samoa and outlying territories. Okay, so in that definition that's twisted in Section 8, outlying territories, although it leads you to believe it's Swain's Island, which I've never even heard of, or American Samoa. The other outlying territories include Washington, Texas, Colorado, California, Illinois, Georgia, Mississippi, etc. They've gone to great, great lengths to hide this. Okay.
So, and incarcerated a lot of people to conceal it.
Well, listen, what they've done is they've made you all property, okay? And that's what we're going to go into, because this is what's going to really ring your bell, all right? This is going to put a lot of your 14th Amendment Civil War stuff and just tie it right all together, all right? Okay. What they did was in the Civil War was not fought over slavery. It was fought over taxation, and the real reasons it was started so they could run this system in and set it up is what I believe, because this was planned years in advance. This just didn't happen. I believe they probably started planning it when Andrew Jackson nixed the Second Bank of the United States. But what they've done, Deanna, is they've brought the feudal system from Europe and England into this country with the 14th Amendment. And that's not Roger saying that. I've got the reproduction in my book from a very, very highly high-profile Supreme Court case that you've heard a lot of about lately, and at least lately in the last few years. And that court case is styled U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark. And it was decided in the 1890s. And in that case, the reason I say you've heard it, Deanna, is because that's the case that all of the birthers use. Because it's the single biggest high-profile case in the entire history of the Supreme Court of our country that dealt with these matters of citizenship, denizenship, place of birth, nationality, etc., etc. Unfortunately, most of the people that read Supreme Court cases never read dissenting opinions. They only read the majority opinion. And if you go back to the dissenting opinion in that case, the sitting Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Fuller, weighed in the dissent, and I'll just quote to you from memory. It's a little more expanded in the book, but it says, if the amendment now bears the construction put on it, the 14th Amendment's what they're talking about, it brought the English common law rule, he's talking about feudalism, into this country for the first time, just as Great Britain was being relieved of its inconvenience. So when I tell you they brought the feudal system in here, it's not Roger Sales telling you, it's Chief Justice Fuller, a sitting Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, in an extremely important case that was decided, and that's how he weighed in the dissent. So if you got a problem with that, go look up Chief Justice Fuller's grave and go argue with him, okay? Because those are his words, not mine. So it would be very instructional for us to understand a little bit about the feudal system if that's what this Chief Justice is telling us was brought in on us, don't you think? Okay, so the feudal system is an outgrowth of Rome, and we can go back and do some real in-depth conversation on this, Deanna, at some point in the future. Right now is not the correct time, but I think I found the roots of their entire power base, and I think I can trace it all the way from the Babylonian Merchant Code to the UCC today and prove it, okay? So, but let's drop that and put that off to the side for a minute, and let's go back and look at this feudal era. The feudal era was mainly in Europe, and then the Pope evidently got William the Conqueror, the Duke of Normandy, to go across and take it over into England because they didn't have it over there and they wanted to impose their will on England, and this is how they did it. In that body of law, you had two different statuses. You had a serf and you had a lord, okay? And the lord was the big kahuna of the manor, and the serf were basically slaves. And it's not basically, it's legally slaves. All right. Now, on the serfs, there was two different types of serfs. There was an involuntary serf that was born into a condition of servitude and could not literally get out except with one exception. And then you had this other group of serfs that were called voluntary serfs. And their difference was they could volunteer into this position of servitude, but then when they wanted to, if they needed to, they could volunteer back out. Okay. And so that is what we've got, is that voluntary servitude impressed upon you. And in that body of law, with 1,000 years of legal precedent, that's an important point to ponder. We're not talking about chopped chicken liver here. We're talking about a body of law that's 4 times older than our entire country. And that's precedent, okay? Mm-hmm. In that body of law, if you were in either one of those conditions, involuntary or voluntary servitude, you were literally property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
right.
That's what they've done. And that's why they can come back and do all this stuff to you. And people are saying, it's unconstitutional. Those are against my constitutional rights. Well, first of all, there are no constitutional rights. There's constitutional protections. The Constitution doesn't give you one single right, okay? It protects the rights that God gives you. And it's to God that you owe your duties, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but in this other section over there, it's you get these civil rights from the federal government, which are no more than privileges. And if you get privileges, then you owe those duties. And duties are things like adhering to regulations they write for you and paying your little income taxi poo and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are correlative duties, see. And so, and we can get into this in much more depth. I'm just trying to give you, as a first time introduction to these concepts, some basis so that we can move forward with total understanding. All right. Cause that's real important here is to learn basics. I'm real big on basics. So if you want to go into that a little bit, let me just spend a couple of minutes on it because it's really, really important. Law is very simple. They make it complicated so they can monopolize it and screw you and use it against you. All right. But the law in its basic form is extremely simple. It is a very simple formula. If you've got a pencil and paper, you may want to write it down. If you've got the ability to write it there on the inside of your forehead, you can do that. It is R plus D equals R. Now that's the entire body of every single serious jurisdiction of law in the world. Now, how does that equate? It is rights plus duties equal remedies. Rights and duties are plus because they're always correlative. You never just get rights. You always have associated duties. God gives us a right to life, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You got a duty to not go out and take somebody else's life.
Right.
See how this... You've always got a right and a duty that are correlative. And if either your rights are infringed upon or you don't perform a duty, on the other side of the equation is the remedy.
Okay.
That's law, okay? Now, to go back to our country's founding, in that founding document it says all men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Now, what Jefferson is telling us there, and for the primary form of status that was in our country originally that it was founded on, that made us so vastly different, because there's only been two countries in the history of the world that had access to these, is we got our rights from God and we owe our duties to God, okay? Now, on the other side, you've been switched in, and they ask you these questions. I think it's deeper than that, but let's stick with that at this point. They ask you these questions. Deanne, are you a citizen of the United States?
I withhold that information right now until the end of this program.
But let's go retroactively a bit here. Over most of your life, and they ask you that question, what did you answer?
Oh, of course you always answer yes. You want to, because that's what we've been taught to believe.
What you've been conditioned to believe.
Sure.
And then you go down in some sort of a form, either at voter registration or this or that or a loan or whatever, and you sign it, don't you?
Sure.
You just told
and most of the time, you don't even read all of that fine print because they're sitting there watching you, waiting for you to put your signature down. They don't really expect that people are going to read that fine print.
Yes, the devil's in the details, Deanna. And the other big
literally.
Literally. The other big kahuna word here is resident. And that's the real landmine right there. Now, what they're doing with that, and you don't even have to go to a law dictionary to research this. You can just go to a Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and look at the term resident. And the first two definitions there, number one says, the act of living or dwelling in a place for some time. Fair.
Uh-huh.
B, the act of living or dwelling in a place for some time for the receipt of a benefit or the discharge of a duty. Bingo. You see, there's a geographical definition that they've imputed to you, and there's a technical legal definition that they're imputing on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that receipt of a benefit or discharge of a duty is what we just discussed, our formula of law. A benefit is another word for a right. Okay, so there's your rights and there's your duties and there's your legal definition right in the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, darling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So those are the two right there that are the big kahunas. And we'll go back for a second and digress. I'm just kind of winging this today with you, Deanna, because I know that you and your audience have got a great deal of background knowledge here, and I'm not trying to muddy the water too much with a bunch of stuff, but lead us progressively to where you can easily see what's been done here. Let's go to the 14th Amendment. Any person born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. It's the first time that word's used in the Constitution, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is that sentence really telling you? Well, if you don't know these basic concepts, these legal concepts, which they, you know, it's funny, Deanna, they really somehow don't teach these in law schools anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't teach a lot of things in law school. I mean, they teach you how to, write, certainly.
Mm-hmm. They teach you how to throw paper at each other and screw clients, okay?
Right. You know,
you know the difference between a lawyer and a rooster, Deanna?
No.
The rooster clucks defiance.
Okay.
So you want to go back and take this little sentence here, this first sentence in the 14th Amendment, and we'll cover it, I guess, when we come back, because I don't want to get interrupted and leave it hanging.
Right. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Today is Roger Sales, who is the author of From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. His website is serfs-up.com. And, okay, we do have some questions being posed in the chat room.
Can we hold the questions? We'll take care of those after the basis is learned? Because I think some of the questions may be answered in what we're going to talk about. Okay.
Sure.
So if you go to the 14th Amendment and it says any person, well, when you see the word person, you know, Deanne, I've learned this 20 years ago, and I've asked people for 20 years, and I mean people like my dear friend Al Addisk and people, of, you know, what's the legal definition of person? And in 20 years, only one person's been gotten it right, and that's my attorney in Argentina. All right. And so a person legally is an entity to whom the law ascribes rights and duties. So it's not are you a person, it's which person are you?
Okay.
This throws a little bit of different light on it, doesn't it?
Sure.
So any person born in the United States, rights and duties, don't forget that. Okay, which United States? You know, I can go to one of the older Black's Law Dictionary. They've purged this out of there now, but they used to take a cite from a Supreme Court case, and it says this term has several meanings, and it gives three different contexts that phrase United States can be used. So any person born in the United States, well, which United States?
Comma.
And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, subject is an interesting word now, isn't it? Okay?
Yes.
Because we came from Jolly Old, and Jolly Old has a monarch, and they get all their rights from God, supposedly, because that's why they're coronated on that throne over there with that stone of Scion, or however it's pronounced, sitting literally underneath the throne, is because that person is at least traditionally and conceptually in their government over there, the one that receives all the rights from God and has the duties back, and then the monarch has subjects, don't they?
Uh-huh.
So, you think that subject in the 14th Amendment might be the same type of subject?
Yes, given the people who wrote the Constitution. And I totally believe that the Constitution was devised not to protect us, but to protect the people, the class of people who wrote it.
Well, there's a lot of discussion on that, and some of those points may be very valid. I don't know. I haven't studied that. I have studied this, though. And by the time the 14th Amendment ran around, whatever was written those years earlier had been, you know, was being perverted as it was, or they'd have never pulled this scheme off. So, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, jurisdiction's an extremely interesting legal word, because the whole thing revolves on that right there. Okay, the whole nexus of everything is how do those guys over there, did they change from me getting my rights from God to me getting my civil rights from them and them imposing these duties on me? Okay, that's jurisdiction. You want your jurisdiction to be in heaven, or do you want your jurisdiction to be in Washington, D.C.?
I would like to be, of course, an independent person, and I think we can be, I'd like it to be in heaven. We should all be independent and make choices for ourselves, dependent upon our value system, and not be governed by a group of men in Washington. So we do need to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.